From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama meets his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, Monday, on the second day of his historic visit to the communist-run island nation. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. leader to visit Cuba in 88 years. He restored diplomatic relations with Cuba last year after a 55-year break. The president arrived aboard the presidential aircraft Air Force One Sunday and greeted by Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez. The president took a walking tour of Old Havana with his family and met with U.S. Embassy staff.
For the first time ever, Air Force One has landed in Cuba, and this is our very first stop. So this is a historic visit, and it's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples, and for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
During his three-day visit, Mr. Obama is to meet entrepreneurs and members of Cuba's civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people. As the president arrived Sunday, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. These were chanting, "Obama, Cuba has a dream." Kenya's military says it killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes in southern Somalia. A spokesman said 13 of the militants were killed and a mid-level al-Shabaab commander captured in Sarira in lower Juba region. Another 21 militants were killed Saturday after they ambushed a military convoy near Afmadaw. The spokesman said two Kenyan soldiers were killed, five others were wounded. In January, al-Shabaab militants overran a Kenyan military base in El Ad in Gedo region, killing a large number of troops. This is VOA News. Turkey has blamed an Islamic State militant for Saturday's suicide bombing in Istanbul that killed four and wounded dozens. The Turkish Interior Minister said five people allegedly linked to the attack have been detained.
Terörün gündemine asla teslim.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday vowed never to surrender to the agenda of terror. He said Turkey will defeat terrorist organizations and the powers behind them. Three Israelis and an Iranian were killed in Saturday's blast, the sixth suicide bombing in the country since July, and now left more than 200 people dead. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday to choose a president and a runoff, with incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in line to easily win after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons. The opposition boycotted the election. Mr. Issoufou said the winner must be able to reunite the people of Niger because the country faces important challenges. Despite a wealth of energy resources, Niger is one of the world's poorest countries. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou, a former parliament speaker, was taken from his jail cell in Niamey and flown to a Paris hospital Wednesday. Amadou had been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges, allegations he and his supporters say are politically motivated. Congo Sunday voted in a ballot expected to result in an extension of the three-decade rule of President Denis Sassou Nguesso. He faced eight challengers. Supporters of one of the candidates, Guy Brice Parfait Coleles, were driven away from a polling station by police using tear gas after they demanded to be allowed to observe the vote counting. Last year, he pushed through a constitutional change, eliminating a two-term limit and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. Aviation experts are investigating Saturday's crash of a Fly Dubai airliner in southern Russia that killed all 62 people on board. Aviation officials said the plane's two flight data recorders were badly damaged and warned it could take months to recover information leading to the cause of the crash of the Boeing 737. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party reaffirmed its confidence in embattled President Jacob Zuma amid allegations of corruption. The vote of confidence comes ahead of local elections and in the wake of charges. A wealthy Indian family has influenced his ministerial appointments. The opposition has called on Mr. Zuma to resign. After nearly 8 years in prison, four Djiboutian prisoners of war have been released by Eritrea. A total of 19 were captured in June 2008 during a border skirmish. Some escaped prison in September 2011. Others are still in detention. The release was negotiated by the country of Qatar. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.